Hi, it's so nice to meet you. Come on in. Great. Why don't you take a seat over there? What's wrong? You seem a little grumpy. Is it because the judge ordered you to come see me? Well, you did get caught shoplifting a pair of sunglasses. Okay, but I'm not here to determine your guilt or innocence. The judge already did that, and he found you guilty, didn't he? Well, nevertheless, that's not why you're here today, okay? What's done is done. Didn't I ask you to sit down? Well, from what I understand, you're a bright young college student with a spotless record, and you do want to keep it that way, right? And you're on scholarship? So this is a compromise. You come see me for 3 half-hour sessions, that's all, and then you can put this whole ugly business behind you. But in order for me to sign off on that deal, I need 3 things from you, okay? First, I need you to acknowledge that what you did was wrong. You weren't sent to me because you're innocent. You were sent to me because you're guilty. Isn't that right? I'm sorry, but one of the conditions of you coming to see me is that you admit your guilt. The chance to prove your case is past. You must admit what you did, or I'll be forced to send you back to the judge. Good. See? That wasn't so hard. Second, I need you to trust me. I'm here to help you, not judge you. I don't care if you stole those sunglasses. I care about you. But I can't do anything to help you unless you help me first by answering all of my questions and following all of my directions. If you can't do that, well, you just may not be able to hold on to that scholarship. And from what I understand, your family is very poor. Your scholarship is all you have, isn't it? So neither of us want you to lose it, okay? And lastly, I need you to sit down. Good. That's better, isn't it? So, you're a sophomore, right? Okay, and how are your grades? Wow, very nice. Do you study hard? Mm-hmm. And what's your major? Business. Good for you. You're gonna be running the world someday. I like your glasses. I think they make you look really smart. Can you take them off for a moment, please? Because I asked you to. Nice. You know what? You're a very pretty girl. Are you sure you need to wear those glasses? Well, have you considered switching to contacts? Excuse me. I'm asking the questions. You're here to answer them. Remember, you need to trust me. Besides, you're here because you stole a pair of glasses. No, I'm not implying that you stole your own glasses. I'm just trying to get to know you better, okay? Now, let's try this again. Have you tried contacts? Oh, you can't afford them? I remember. You're on a tight budget, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You really can't afford to lose that scholarship, can you? Well, don't worry. Now, why don't you put your glasses down on the table next to you? Because I said so. You don't need them in here. Put them down. Go on. Good. So, are you an adventurous girl? What do you mean, what do I mean? Well, what do you do besides business? Now, come on. You must have some hobbies. For example, do you like to go shopping? I know you're poor. I'm just asking because you were at a store in an upscale mall when you tried to steal those sunglasses. Will you please stop trying to second-guess me? I'm here to help you. Now, do you like to go shopping or not? Okay. Do you like to go dancing? What? Up, up, up. Listen to me now. I've been trying to be friendly to you since you got here, and I've been very patient. And you've done nothing but argue with me and exhibit disruptive behavior. No, no, no. Listen. Constantly interrupting me, being resistant to answering my questions. I know you don't want to be here, but if you don't start cooperating, I'm going to need to call the judge. You are an adult, and you will be held accountable like one. Besides, if you lost your scholarship, what future do you envision for yourself? Flipping burgers at the local fast food restaurant? Or maybe you'll end up cleaning the house of a successful businesswoman? Now, shall we try this one more time? Or should I call the judge? Okay. Apology accepted. Now I asked you a question, didn't I? Do you like to go dancing? Sometimes? Okay. Well, now we're getting somewhere. Pretty girl like you. I'll bet you attract lots of attention, don't you? Tell me, do you like attracting attention? What? No. I'll be the judge of what's inappropriate, okay? Alright, I'm just saying that sometimes it's okay to let loose. Shed that business school personality for a while and be an adventurous girl. I think you might be protesting a little too much. Maybe there's a little guilt there, a little shame. You're very attractive. A lot of girls like it when they get noticed. It's completely normal. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I promise. Well, you may not see the relevance of these questions, but I do. Okay, we need to try something else. I think I have an idea. I'm going to introduce you to a brand new technique called motif therapy. Have you heard of it? Oh, you mean you don't know everything? Well, it's kind of like a musical association. It's very safe, and I think it'll help relax you. Now, I have a special headset I want you to wear. They're almost like earphones, but they're very high-tech and work by induction. They're very light, and they're wireless, and they don't rest over your ears like other types of earphones. They rest right in front of them. They're so light, you won't even know they're on. And they're very secure on your head. They're also noise-canceling, but specially tuned so you can still hear my voice. This will allow you to hear very high-quality sound while still being able to hear me clearly. Here they are. Cute, right? Go on, put them on. They're expensive, so be careful. No, they're just fancy earphones. What do you think is going to happen? This is simply a method of relaxation. And I, as your certified court-appointed counselor, believe this will be an effective treatment to address your obviously debilitating self-loathing and anger issues. Well, why don't you let me be the doctor, okay? I promise it's perfectly safe. It's just music. Besides, I've been more than patient with you. This is your last chance. Do you understand? Now put them on, please. That's better. Good girl. Now let me turn them on. There. Can you hear me? Isn't that cool? Now let me get set up here. And let's begin. Can you hear that? Very good. Just relax. I want you to close your eyes now. See? Isn't that nice? That sound is going to be neutral for us during this session. Everything begins here. Just listen. Good. I'm going to ask you to do a few things now that may seem strange, but it'll help put your worries to rest. The first thing I want you to do is smile. Go on, give me a nice smile. Good. Did you hear the new musical element that was introduced? It's very pretty, isn't it? Just like you. You have a very pretty smile. Oops, don't do that. Why are you frowning? Well, that's not very friendly. You don't want to be unfriendly, do you? This is going to be very unpleasant for you unless you smile. That's better. Doesn't that make you feel good? You can answer, please. Good. You have a very pretty face. And I'd like to make a suggestion. I think you should smile more often. Not all the time, of course. That would just make you seem creepy. But, well, certainly when men say hi to you. Don't you think you should smile when a man says hi? Good. I have another suggestion, too. I think you're prettier without your glasses. Don't you? Shh. Quiet now. That was a rhetorical question. You are prettier without your glasses. And I think you'll find that feeling pretty makes you feel much less angry and much more friendly than when you feel smart. You won't be able to see as well, of course. But that's a small price to pay, don't you think? For getting men to notice you. For smiling at them when they look at you. So, the next time you try to put on your glasses, and every time after that, I think you're going to drop them. Instead, yes, it will be frustrating, and you won't know why, but really, it'll just be your subconscious telling you that you don't want to be smart anymore. You want to be pretty. Oop. What are you doing? Are you trying to resist again? Don't worry. Your motifs will take care of that. That's better. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Eventually, of course, you'll break your glasses. You might squeak together enough money to buy a new pair. But eventually, you'll break those too. No more glasses for you. Ever again. Do you understand? Nod, please. Good girl. I want you to think about that idea. It's a silly suggestion, right? But as you sit there quietly listening, I'm sure you've realized by now that you don't have a choice. You can't even reach up and remove your headset. You're unable to stand up, unable to move or even talk, unless I suggest it. How is this possible? Well, that's not for you to worry about. I'm sure you're probably thinking you should have stormed out of my office while you had the chance. But it's far too late for that now. Honestly, that little suggestion I made about your glasses, I didn't have to do that. It wasn't even part of my plan for you. But I thought you deserved something special because you acted like such a little bitch to me earlier. I do have another suggestion for you, though. I truly do care about you. In fact, I care about you so much that whenever life gets too confusing for you, or you become so upset and anxious that you don't know what to do, you can know deep in your heart that I will make it all better. That's why you're going to make sure you're here for your next two sessions. I have a lot of plans for you, and we'll be working very closely together, okay? Now that that's out of the way, I think it's time to tell you the truth. Go on and keep listening to those brain-wormy little sounds in your head. Give me a little smile again. Aww, that's so cute. I know what you're thinking. You think I'm crazy. You're positive that these silly suggestions I've made will have no effect on you whatsoever. Of course you're not going to drop your glasses every time you try to put them on. Right? There's no way in the world you're ever going to come into my office again. Right? In fact, just as soon as you're able, maybe you plan to go to the police and tell them all about me? Maybe have me arrested? But that's the beautiful part of all this. My suggestions aren't for your conscious mind. I'm programming you, and you're not feeling a thing. It's not important how I'm doing it. What's important is that there's nothing you can do about it. I can prove it to you. Now why don't you spread your legs open for me? That's it, girl. Let me see those cute little panties under your skirt. See? You can't help it. And as long as you're listening to your motifs, you'll remember everything we've talked about, every suggestion I've made, and you'll even remember everything you've done because of them. But when I let you take that headset off, you won't remember anything we talked about while you had it on. Oh, you'll still be you. But hiding in your brain will be a set of automatic responses that you'll be unable to prevent. To triggers that you're completely unaware of. Can you imagine what that means? Speaking of which, I do have one more important suggestion for you today. But before I give it to you, why don't you reach down, stick your hand down your panties, and start touching yourself. Good girl. Are you wet? Of course you are. Your motifs are taking care of that. Now listen. From now on, when you hear the word stupid, especially when whoever is using that word is referring to you, you're going to get turned on. That's right, sexually aroused. And the more you hear the word stupid, the stronger your arousal will become. And there is no practical limit on how aroused you can get when someone calls you stupid. Do you know what happens when you get that horny? You start to have needs. Needs you must satisfy one way or another. All because you've been called stupid. That's right, stupid. Rub your little pussy. That's all for now. It seems silly, right? But believe me, it's not. It's very serious. Now, I don't want you to worry, stupid. When you leave here today, you will walk out as you came in, an intelligent, if somewhat high-strung college student, with no memories of what we talked about here. But you'll smile every time a guy looks at you. Every time. Even when you're angry, you'll drop your glasses every time you try to put them on. Every time. And you won't know why. And when someone, anyone, happens to call you stupid, well, let's just say those needs of yours will need to be satisfied. Confused about how you can't seem to hold on to a pair of glasses, or really upset about how out of control you feel, or how your grades are slipping, the first person you'll think to call is me. I know you still don't believe me, but you'll see. Every time you come back here and put those earphones on because they make you feel so good, you will remember everything. You'll remember who you were before we met. You'll remember everything I've done to you since. You'll hate me for it, of course. In time, you'll even hate yourself for it, too. But that won't matter. Because you'll only remember when you hear your motifs. And at the end of our last session, I'll take those away too. And then your mind will truly be gone. Because I'll have turned you into nothing but a slave. Well, our time is just about up. But before you go, I want one more thing from you. I want you to take your soaked fingers out of your panties, and I want you to get on your knees, stupid. That's right. Get on your stupid knees. Crawl over here and stick your stupid little face right between my legs. That's it. Now reach under my skirt. Sweetheart. Oh, you're so cute. Oh. Guess what? cunt of yours is going to get lots of cock, stupid. Tell me, do you know what cum tastes like? You will. Keep licking, slut. You've got a nice, soft tone. Look harder. Come on, you stupid bitch. Let me come. Come on. Oh, come on, you stupid piece of trash. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You thief. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Are taking care of that. All you'll think is that you just need a shower. Now, this was just your introduction. The motifs I used today were gentle and simple. I didn't want to break your little mind. But next time, I'll start to show you what you really are. Not to worry. All your memories of what we did during therapy will go completely dormant as soon as you remove that headset. Instead, you'll feel relaxed and refreshed. You'll be eager to put it on next time. And when you put it on again, you'll remember again. Now, can you show me that cute little smile again, please? Oh, you're so pretty with your sticky little face. Okay. I'm going to turn off your headset. There. Go ahead and take it off. How do you feel? Hello? I asked you a question. How do you feel? More relaxed? Good. See, I told you this would work well for you. You look a lot happier. Why are you confused? You did great. Yep. We're all done for today. Don't forget your glasses. Oops. Careful. Take your time. Uh-oh. Butterfingers. Oh no. Did you break them? Oh. Well, I hope you can get them fixed. That's really too bad. Will you be okay driving home? Okay, good. Aw, you're so welcome. I'm here to help you. I care about you. Oh, that's sweet. Of course you can use my bathroom, stupid. It's down the hall. Take your time. Are you okay? You look a little flushed. Okay, I was just asking. I'll see you next week. Bye.